This morning at 6 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 12 days after the launch of the military action in Libya, NATO took sole command of international air operations over Libya. The alliance effort, dubbed Operation Unified Protector, has assets in place and is now leading efforts to enforce the arms embargo in the no-fly zone and to protect Libyan civilians. As you remember, the president pledged to the American people at the start of our effort in Libya that U.S. military action would be limited in duration and scope and that we would ultimately transition from a U.S. to a coalition lead in days and not weeks.
In terms of how it got there, obviously the situation in Japan is what made this happen. It traveled across the jet stream, across the Pacific Ocean, and landed on our shores. It's hardly a surprise that that happened. It was expected. I think it's important to remember that actually we live surrounded by radiation every single day. It comes from the sun. It comes from our televisions. It comes from our cell phones.
Over the past 4 months, the people of Cote d'Ivoire have lived through a political crisis that has devastated their economy, created a humanitarian crisis that threatens the region, and led to the deaths of over 400 Ivorian citizens. This week has seen some of the most intense fighting in Cote d'Ivoire since the political crisis began in late November. The United States calls on all parties to exercise restraint and to make the protection of civilians their highest priority.
Okay, I want to show you something.